that happens on the track or off. Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
And welcome back to the Race Report. I guess we were remiss. We kind of got to talking about Casey Kane and his running with the security guard at Homestead this weekend.
Who won the Busch Championship?
Mentioned the Busch Series and the Truck Series last segment. Well, the Busch Series Championship, Driver Championship, was settled a couple of weeks ago. Carl Edwards ended up winning it by only 618 points, something like that was the final margin. But Jack Roush did not win the Owners' Championship because the combined efforts of Jeff Burton and Scott Wimmer got the 29 car of Richard Childress Racing the Owners' Championship for the fourth time, second year in a row, because remember, Kevin Harvick won the series title last year. So Jeff Burton wins the Ford 300 at Homestead Miami Speedway, the final Busch Series event of the year. Carl Edwards, of course, had clinched the driver's title, but RCR gets the Owners' Championship again, and that was their goal all along this season, was to try and win the Owners' Championship. And good job out of Scott Wimmer, teaming up with Jeff Burton to get that done. And what fans of Jeff Gordon, or at least fans of anybody other than Jimmy Johnson, were hoping for in the Nextel Cup race today actually happened in the Craftsman Truck Series race. The driver coming with a fairly comfortable lead, not as comfortable as Jimmy's, but Mike Skinner came into the final race with a 29-point lead over Ron Hornaday Jr., but Skinner ran into some trouble. He felt a tire going down, he thought, early in the race, came in and pitted, and then came out, and a little bit later had a rear wheel break off and did damage to the truck, so he had to pit. He lost 11 laps as his crew made repairs. He ended up finishing 35th. And Ron Hornaday did find and win the race, but he finished 7th, and that was good enough to win the title by 54 points, his third series championship. And that ties him with Jack Sprague for the most Craftsman Truck Series
titles.
That's
his third championship over a long period of years.
That's true, because Hornaday raced in the Truck Series for a long time, then dabbled in the Busch Series for a little bit, was in the Busch Series for a few years, even made a few Cup starts. He drove, just about everybody drove that 14 car for A.J. Foyt for a while, but Hornaday did that for a little while, but never was able to hang on in the Nextel Cup Series. Did pretty well in the Busch Series, driving for Richard Childress for a few years there. But Ron Hornaday has kind of been a fixture in the Craftsman Truck Series for years. Mike Skinner was going for his second title because he won the first Craftsman Truck Series championship back in 1995. So Skinner was going for his second title. And in kind of a similar deal, those two had really battled back and forth all season long, put up quite a classic race for the championship. But not to be. Johnny Benson gets the win in the final race, and Hornaday gets the championship. So pretty good finish, obviously, for those guys, and he'll go for his fourth championship
next year.
And
that's the one series that will have no changes for next year.
Yeah, it will still be the Craftsman Truck Series. I can't remember reading this, but I think Hornaday said he and Sprague will be teammates next year. So that'll be rather interesting. So we'll look into that as the season approaches. Well, we don't have to pick a winner for next week.
I would pick Jimmy Johnson if we did.
They're not racing next week, and that's kind of a weird thought, really, as you come to the end of the show here and think that now we come into those long, dark days of wintertime with no racing until February.
But if we run out of stuff to talk about, we start sharing cookie recipes.
There you go. We might have to do that with Christmas coming up. But anyway, one other thing this week, you may have heard about this during the race broadcast, and a big surprise, Rick Hendrick is looking at possibly a lifetime contract with Jimmy Johnson,
similar
to what he did with Jeff Gordon back a few years ago.
That'd be a silly move, I think.
Yeah, he just says he wants to make sure that Jimmy Johnson drives for him as long as he drives. The other big thing next year, of course, and I know this is your favorite subject to talk about.
Oh, it
all
is. And you're going to do
guys.
It right here when I have no time to
all
come back
the
to
the open
you.
Wheel guys moving into the Nextel Cup Series next year. Sam Hornish Jr., Dario Franchitti, Patrick Carpentier, along with Jacques Villeneuve, and anyway, those guys will
be six or eight more before the season starts.
It's going to be a bunch of them next year. So anyway, great racing season. We'll start looking back and start looking ahead when we come back with the next episode of the Race Report right here. Thanks for joining us. You have a great week and a great holiday. Be after Thanksgiving. We talk to you next.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.